Here begins Fireman Sam, A Magic Rescue, narrated by Ian Hughes for Saga Egmont. It's a great day for Norman. He has decided to make a movie. While Mandy operates the camera, her dad's phone, James and Sarah take care of the special effects with Norman, the great magician. "Wait and see. The next scene will be extraordinary," he tells his friends on the train that takes them to the Pontypandy Mountains. "When I post my film on the internet, you will be amazed." Quickly, he pulls a nightgown from his backpack that he has borrowed from his mother, without asking her permission, that rascal. Then Norman ties the garment to a kite and lets it fly out of the window beside the train. It looks just like a ghost. Ooh! The effect is spectacular and frightening. Well, nearly. Mandy, James and Sarah tease the great magician director in a friendly way. "How will you make magic with your mother's nightgown with a white balloon instead of a head? Ha 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 ha! It's not at all like that. You don't understand anything," says Norman. "It's a ghost that will freeze your blood, but, oh!" It looks like the ghost kite is stuck in the branches of a tree. And with Norman still holding onto the kite, it's taken him with it. What a disaster! The train is still moving, and the little boy is hanging by his feet up on a high branch of the tree. "Help me!" he shouts. Quickly, Gareth, the train conductor, calls Fireman Sam to help them. At the fire station, the firefighters are occupied with everything other than Norman's accident. "The installation of the new computer system is complete." Tom is happy and is packing his things. Maybe Sam and Elvis are excellent firefighters, but they know nothing about computer technology. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling. Suddenly, the new alarm sounds throughout the fire station. "A ghost that makes your blood freeze pulled Norman Price out of the window of a train. Norman is hanging on a branch high above the ground," announces the robot. In two steps and three movements, Fireman Sam puts on his helmet.